This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Carl Faes. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Mate, we know you from the Daily Nudge, also CEO of Olive Tree Media. Mate, you've been thinking a lot about stuff like this. How do you respond on a day like today where there's crisis going on?
It's a really good question, guys. And I mean, all of us, we like to lean towards comfort and ease because that's a much better way to live. But I want to say this in the kindest possible way, that we should never miss the opportunity of a good crisis. Now, that sounds like I'm dismissing the importance of it. I'm not. But crisis actually helps define life in a way that comfort and ease don't. In really difficult times, you stop and ask, well, what really matters? Who are my friends? What should I commit myself to? And ease and comfort don't kind of clarify those questions. And so in the time of difficulty and crisis, even though none of us want it and none of us would want to send it on somebody else, it's actually a gift to help us to define what's important.
It's one of those conversations where you go, your faith is refined by a fire, like a blowtorch. Yeah. No one wants to stand in front of a blowtorch, but it's an important part of growth.
Well, you know, one of Jesus' brother, who was a leader of the early church, wrote a piece to his friends, and we have it in the Bible, and says, consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds. And the point of the passage is, now it's all more about persecution than difficulty, but it's true in both. The point of the passage is that Jesus' outcome for us is not that we just live comfortable and nice lives, it's that we mature as people. And we mature as people in the difficult moments. And that's the place. I mean, if you know, Sam and Duncan, if you look back in your lives, and I'm sure our listeners would say the same, if you think of the moments that defined you as a person, that grew you, that deepened you as an individual, you'll probably find that most of them weren't in the easy times, but in fact, in the toughest times. Mm. And in fact, in the times where you're sitting there and you're thinking, it can't get any worse than this. This is awful. God's left me. I'm in a black hole. Sometime later, you'll look back in that moment and know you were carried and know you were cared for and loved, and something grew deep within you that changed you as a person. And nobody wants those moments. But the funny thing is that in retrospect, we're thankful for them.
Mm. Now, I want to ask you about, there's been a lot of criticism in the last few days about Prime Minister Scott Morrison expressing, you know, thoughts and prayers to those who are impacted by fires. But a lot of people say that's, you know, it's a bit of a crutch. It's just a kind of something you say but don't really mean. But we believe in the power of prayer. What would you say that the role of prayer is through times like this?
Absolutely necessary. Nobody should be surprised that Scott Morrison gets criticism from those on the other side of the political spectrum, or those without any faith foundation in their life who do think that that's just a crutch and a throwaway line. Every Christian should be praying today. Everybody should be taking some time to pray for our community, our state, the firefighters, volunteers and professionals, the police, emergency services, and everybody in charge. They ought to be in our prayers today because we believe in the power of prayer. And we shouldn't be put off by who are trying to make political capital out of a comment that they don't particularly like. Put it aside, recognise what it is, and get, you know, to be blunt, get on our knees and pray, because that's what we should be doing. You know, prayer's not a celestial slot machine. You guys know that. It's not like every time you pop in a prayer, out comes what you want. Mm. But prayer changes things. Mm. And so we ought to be taking time to pray. Yeah.
Well, Carl, thank you so much. I feel like we just got double nudged. So...
it's a pleasure to talk to you guys, and I know you and the whole station and everybody is with everybody in New South Wales and around Sydney today. We're all on tenterhooks, aren't we? It's a really difficult day. We're not sure what the future will hold, but to use a very, very corny phrase, we know who holds the future, and that's where we place our hope. And so today, you know, I just want every listener, no matter where you are and what you feel, just know your hope is in Jesus, and that's held firm in his hands.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.